Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good buddy, Douglas Tatum, ladies and gentlemen, who's back with us. Doug is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a professor at Middle Tennessee State University, MTSU. I think that's still the name. He's the author of No Man's Land. He's a guy who's out there fighting for small, medium-sized businesses wherever he can find an opportunity to help them, and he's our good friend, Doug Tatum. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Doug, one of the things that is going to be a big part of the election season this year, and I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to go ahead and give my audience a peek at one of my predictions that we'll be publishing this weekend on YouTube and on our website and the newsletter and everything in my syndicated column. And one of those predictions is that Romney is going to be the Republican nominee. And I think you agree with me on that one. So,
yeah,
so based on one of the things I want to try to do this year, especially in anticipation of some things, is anticipate some of the stakes that people are going to put in the ground and try to build a campaign around. And I think that the other side, the Democrats, are going to take his background, and they're going to try to make something out of it. Can you share some ideas on that?
Well, I agree with you, Jim, and you're as always penetratingly accurate about what I think is going to happen here, and as it relates to the small business community and the middle market community. Governor Romney was, I'm sure everybody will soon find out, was a member of Bain Capital. He started that for the Bain consulting firm. So he is going to be labeled a private equity Wall Streeter, which was interesting given the reality of private equity. If it'd be interesting to your audience, I could probably walk you through a little bit of the history of that.
Tell us a little bit about what private equity does.
Well, there's three forms of private equity. And these are professional investors that invest equity capital, buy into the equity side of the balance sheet for companies. One is a venture capitalist, and everybody I think is pretty familiar with that type of investing. It's early stage business plans, high tech oriented, maybe pharmaceuticals.
Every gazelle company, Google, Yahoo, eBay, you name it. Every one of those guys had more than one level of rounds of capital coming from venture capitalists. Everyone,
absolutely, and most of that, by the way, is concentrated around California, Silicon Valley, and some hot spots around the country. So, the second, which would probably be more interesting to your listenership, is the idea of growth capital private equity or middle market private equity. Mm-hmm. Most people don't realize that there's about 2,500, Jim, 2,500 to 3,000 firms in the United States, and they're scattered all over the country, anywhere from Birmingham, Alabama to Chattanooga, Tennessee, you know, in our neck of the woods, to Nashville. And what these companies do is they provide capital to middle market companies to expand. They might provide capital to help a company do an acquisition. They might have provide capital for a family that wants to transition the business to professional managers and take some of the money off the road. And these are Main Street growth capital, and that's really what Romney was involved in early on when he established Bain Capital, and that was a big part of the industry back then, was helping these smaller middle market companies grow that had established themselves. Some of them obviously became hugely successful with that private equity. And then the third part of private equity, call that middle market, is what I would refer to as large leveraged buyout firms. As the industry matured over the years, some of the companies like KKR, Blackstone, to name a few, got very, very large, and they're typically are buying companies from the public markets themselves, taking them private. So
those were the forced takeovers. Many times you saw that in the news, right?
Correct. And so what's going to happen is the governor is going to get pigeonholed around that part of the market
where companies were bought and maybe people got laid, and a lot of folks lost their job. We're going to talk about this some more when we come back after these messages with our good friend Doug Tatum. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.